Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm here in our operations area, and the NAC clock says it's 2 p.m. Eastern time, so it's time for an update. The latest information that we have just coming in, the forecast just updated, winds up to 115 miles an hour, which puts us into the Category 3 range, and still the movement, you know, fairly slow, northwest 10 miles an hour. So looking on satellite, you're really seeing that eye on the satellite right there in the center and some of that convection stretching out from it, but you're also seeing some of this outflow, the cirrus clouds coming out of the top, which means we really have a healthy storm. You know, that air goes into the middle and comes out the top. So just as we suspected, getting stronger with time. And this is the brand new updated forecast that we have. So several things to point out here. Not a whole lot of change from before, but I will say some of the tropical storm force winds stretching out about 105 miles from the center. So important to remember, it's not just about that center point. It's not just about that exact track. So the impacts go well outside that cone. So let's take it into the future. We got Hurricane Watch up for the Bahamas. So impacting the Bahamas, we start getting into Sunday and into Monday, impacting many of the islands, the northern portion of the islands. But look what happens with time. We're still forecasting a major hurricane to strike somewhere right here along the Florida coast. But notice this cone. You can still have some variability in where that track's going to be. And I know we get a lot of people ask about that, but the reality is we're going to, even if that track moves around a little bit, you're still going to have quite a bit of impacts. And in this case, strong winds, 140 mile an hour forecast, Category 4. So big time winds, but also this slow movement. That's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so not a lot of movement. So that's a lot of time to produce more rainfall. You'll have storm surge, and you'll also have a lot of wind. You saturate that soil, you can get a lot of trees down and power lines down. So we're going to have to really watch for this, and also some structural damage associated with those high winds. So we're going to watch this with time. Got to be ready. And the storm surge we mentioned, in a lot of cases, you go back in time, we can have a 10-foot plus a storm surge with a typical Category 4. So the storm surge unit is going to be working on that, doing some of that modeling with time. We'll have more information on that as we get closer to the landfall. So let's look at the timing here. Most frequent questions. So, you know, preparedness-wise, looking at that preparedness, here's the Florida coast. And if you start seeing some of the tropical storm force winds approaching the coast late on Sunday, overnight on Sunday into Monday morning, and then spreading across inland throughout the day on Monday and into Tuesday. And that means you got to wrap things up. Tropical storm force winds really means it's too dangerous to be outside, driving, holding plywood, being on a ladder, all that is too dangerous. So you got to wrap things up when you start getting those type of winds. So we got today, we got tomorrow, and you got a little bit of Sunday, but we need to wrap it up in that time frame. Rainfall, we kept mentioning the slow movement. That slow movement's not our friend. Slower the storm, the more the rainfall. Some places getting 6 to 10 inches of rain, even 10 to 15 in those core rains, maybe even higher than that in isolated places. So we got to be ready. All modes of impacts are in play here. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.